This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The drug culture that your teen faces today is different than what you faced when you were their age. Officer Jermaine Galloway, an expert in drug and alcohol trends, talks about the drugs among teenagers and what you as a parent can do about it on this week's Time to Talk.
Officer Jermaine Galloway, thanks so much for joining us today. We wanted to talk a little bit about the things that parents don't know about teens and substance abuse, because a lot of things have changed.
Yeah, several things have changed. I mean, really, it starts with drug potency and dives into drug products and associations, and we're even seeing clothing lines that associate with drug culture and all of it. The drug culture has significantly changed from what parents remember when they were growing up.
So let's take a couple of those apart. You mentioned potency in terms of what's available to kids now versus what was available 20 years ago.
Exactly. Look at it just that way. Everything is stronger, significantly stronger. So when I have parents who say, hey, I did drugs too, how do I talk to my kids about this? I cut them off and I basically tell them, you might have done drugs, but you did not do the same drugs, because the drugs your kids can and do find accessible are significantly stronger than anything you were able to find. So that changes the game. It's kind of like drinking a really low percentage beer versus high percentage spirit. They're both alcohol, but they work vastly differently.
So what would you say has changed generationally about the perception? And like you said, parents who may have dabbled in it, but now kids, when you're talking about the clothing lines that are focused in drug culture, what are some generation gaps there?
A perception of harm has reduced. We have data and surveys coming out from all over the country that show that, meaning what kids now think as far as drugs being dangerous has gone down, which we also know with the peer side of things, that plays a big part into it, meaning if you or one of your peers thinks these things are dangerous, they're going to tell you to not do it. They're going to encourage you to not do it. They're going to encourage you to do other things. If they don't think that there's any harm with it, then what's the big deal? What's the problem? And that's kind of part of the mentality. Now, the simplest way to think of this is if someone doesn't think something's harmful, they're more likely to do it. Problem is, they're more likely to do a more potent drug. And then you tie that into more potency means higher addiction. Question I ask a lot of my classes I train, I say, do you think higher potency means less addiction? Because ultimately you have to pick a side. And clearly higher potency means higher addiction, no matter what drug you're talking about.
So when you mentioned acceptance, how do you as a parent deal with that? When you may have set a standard in your household, but your kids are hanging around with other kids who may be okay with these.
Sure. And that's going to be the case. Your kids are going to have friends or colleagues or other students who are okay with everything. I mean, and that's just kind of the way that goes. But still, as a parent, you still need to be the parent and you still need to hold the line. I mean, your job is to raise your kids and not just say, well, everyone else thinks this is okay, so I'm going to think it's okay. No, you hold your kids to a standard. Sometimes they're going to live up to it. Sometimes they're going to fail. But the goal is to still have them work to live up to that standard, because they will be healthier and they will be better if that is the case.
Officer Jermaine Galloway, also known as Tall Cop Says Stop, an expert in drug and alcohol trends, also a subject of a Bayou Life magazine article. Officer Galloway, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.